This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. It's utter madness and a careless lack of responsibility to our community. Let me read from a letter from the Bureau of Reclamation to the Klamath Irrigation District. In the letter, dated February 27th, the acting area manager informed KID, quote, "This letter is to notify you that water is currently unavailable from Upper Klamath Lake and the Klamath River for irrigation purposes for all irrigators within the Klamath Project," unquote. Now think about that for just a minute. We've seen storm after storm after storm this winter so far. Snowpack is about 115% of average. I've stated before that their average numbers need a bit of scrutiny, but all the same, 115% above average. Look at Shasta Lake to the south. Vast sections of it were just a tiny river, and many areas showed rocks and sand instead of water. Now, reports are it's filling at 5 to 6 feet a day. I can also tell you from firsthand observation, it's looking better than it has in quite some time. What's the difference between Shasta Lake and Klamath Lake, you ask? How come Klamath Lake isn't almost full like Shasta Lake? Well, the answer is simple. The BOR just continues to dump our precious water down the Klamath River into the ocean, which helps absolutely nobody. They do it under the guise of helping the endangered salmon, you know. What a crock. This ridiculous letter to KID continues, quote, "Accordingly, you and or your district are hereby directed to delay any diversions of water from Upper Klamath Lake and the Klamath River until further notice. At this time, the Bureau of Reclamation anticipates this delay to be at least through May 1st, unquote. There you have it. Even though we have more snowpack in the mountains than we've had for many years, and substantial snow and rain here on the basin floor, it is never enough for these bureaucrats. Nope, let's simply delay the usual April 1st opener for another month and see what happens. Newsflash, it's called doing your job, and simply putting it off for another month is just so typical of the federal government. First, there wasn't enough snowpack. We have that now. Then there was the snow water equivalent wasn't enough. No, we have that now. Then it was the groundwater reservoir wasn't sufficiently charged. We have that now. But yet again, the federal government wants to cripple the 70,000 people here who depend on the local ag community. Maybe BOR should rename itself to STF, or Save the Fish. They certainly aren't doing anything for our irrigators and continue to make the same mistakes over and over again, year after year. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.